Yeah, hi. I don't know if this is going to be before care or after care. But yes, since we're doing this, since we're doing some kinky play, and I just want to look at a different aspect of it before you get into it, or after you get into it, and you can just like, to take it back to the work so you can enjoy being a mindless cunt, and between being a happy individual. There are aspects I want to get into, but I'm washing my dishes right now, and after I wash my dishes, I would be making breakfast, and you can have some if you want. And yeah, so please mind, please. It's yeah, there's going to be background noises, so stay with me. yeah, I speaking of like the play, I totally understand that. It sometimes surprises me how common, I know it's common, but it surprises me how common it is for like guys to be like, yeah, I don't like my anatomy, so I just do BDSM so like I can like be withdrawn from it, or to have people torture parts I don't like for me. And I think that's totally understandable. Like, that's what I've been doing for, let's say, like, since I was very young, actually. Yeah, basically since I started looking at sexual content, it's always like, I started with some very dark stuff, and I got into even more dark stuff, so like I understand where that was coming from. And I started doing that even before I was aware. And yeah, but I feel like it's good to, like to disconnect from your body so you can at least enjoy the satisfaction. But at the same time, I feel like, like it would be like also nice to, I think sex is both a mental and physical, and if you believe in spirits, then it could be a spiritual thing. And being always in that disconnection is just, it's going to have long-lasting damages. I'm not sure how yet, but I feel like that could be. So, if the following is going to be a long play, a long series, or like a long haul, then I'm not sure how much like emotional damage it would be subconsciously doing to you, although I totally understand where it was coming from. So, I think it's good to be also aware of that. And I think it would be so nice to, have some balance to, always switch between like my kinky, like our kinky ones, and like some like very sweet, like like equal balance play. And I think we can like emphasize on the loving aspect more. And the other like vanilla experience, so it could like really balance out both. And the love part can speak more, and the not so com like the aspects that we're not so comfortable with, we can like minimalize it. I think that would be a better approach, or at least that's like how we should keep it like healthy and wholesome. I really like wholesome things. And yeah, that's enough talking, and I might just like, I just finished my dishes, and I just gonna clean the tablecloth a little, and I'm gonna start making toast, and maybe we can talk about like random things, or yeah, I basically have washed everything except for like my cooker, rice cooker. That's so typically Asian. I was yeah, expecting that. And but yeah, I'm just cleaning, and I'm throwing away the rubbish. Oops, I dropped my phone. And yeah, I don't know how life has been like to you. I don't know how life's treating you, but I'm in my quarantine. I tried uploading some videos because I have so much time on my hands, and I feel really mentally tired to do all my schoolwork. It's very confusing with all the links going on. So yeah, I haven't been like, doing my schoolwork. I'm just recording, and like my audio doesn't upload, so that frustrates me a little. Oops, this plate is a bit dirty. I'm just gonna take it to the kitchen. And I am taking this whole grain bread, and I have some frozen raspberries upstairs. I'm just gonna take those, and I'm gonna get my cream cheese. Yeah, the cream cheese is really nice. I have like three sorts of cream cheese right now. Like one of them has pepper, one of them is just like, regular cream cheese, and one of them has like, it's minty. I haven't tried the latter two, to be honest. They're all very new and European to me. So yeah, I'm probably, if you're okay with that, we're probably just gonna finish, the pepper one first because it's nice. And we opened it, so. Raspberries. Grab my frozen raspberries. Yeah, I hope you get like proper like recovery from the play. If you have been like meanwhile when I cook, please get some water. Like, it's very important to always pee afterwards and to. Where are my frozen raspberries? Always nice to pee afterwards and like get yourself a glass of water. Always drink water. Keep your throat moist so like it would be harder for the germs to, like enter your breathing system. I don't know where I heard that from, but I remember it. Thanks. Even if not, just, mix tea, make some nice tea whenever you listen to me. Make some nice hot tea. And yeah, make your brain connect to, make your body connect to, your emotions. That would be nice. Where the fuck are my raspberries? Okay, I finally found my recipe. I'm hungry. I got some frozen food for, fourth time. Not overstocking. Please don't overstock. I did buy something. Oops. That was messy. I made a mess. Fuck. Yeah. I don't know which kind of tea is your favorite. My favorite is probably oolong. I like oolong. I like, I have tried this brand of raspberry tea. It's always raspberries. I like raspberries. I actually wrote a poem about raspberries and boys. I could show you later. Yes, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna show you this poem I write about raspberries and boys. And yeah, I tried this raspberry tea. It's very nice. I tried it in a cafe, so I cannot find it anymore because I was in Italy. Yep, Italy. But 3 weeks passed, and I found something, so I don't have to be worried. This is cold. This is warm. This is warm. Oh. And I am just putting. Oops. I'm just putting bread in the oven. It's whole grain. I'm gonna take a picture for you afterwards. And we can share. Oops, it's a bit stuck. Okay, I hope you're good. It smells a bit, but it has not expired. But I did open it like a week ago, so I hope it's still edible. There's two to share, and then that's basically everything I need to do. Oh, I need to unfreeze the raspberries. Just gonna throw this away. Raspberries. It's not very good calling though. Don't expect too much. I know I'm an English major. I'm supposed to be better than this. But yes. It's quite some contemporary. I don't know if you're not gonna like it, but let's see. Yes, okay, it's called Freshly Broken. He said, "Our relationship should be like Nintendo 64. Classic, funny to spend time." Sorry, I'm gonna start. You start. Ah. You said, "Our relationship should be like a Nintendo 64. Classic, funny to spend hours with, and every issue we have easily fixed by blowing out on it and shoving it back in." As for me, man, I like raspberries, perhaps. Delicate, hairy, rosy pink in all the right places. Easy to find in England, like chocolate to Hong Kong. I see its shadows everywhere. Shampoo, ice cream, package in the pocket. There's no punchline, really. I just really like raspberries. And I really like men. Carrying my 78 franc groceries, I dropped my pack of these angels when fumbling for keys. Like, why is life so tiring, man? This dude just wanted some damn berries and laughed. A guy crying at door for some berries is funny. I don't know. And served on toast with cream cheese, that'd be nice. A softened at the sink. I was there when they were freshly broken. I'll buy raspberries on a separate trip from now on. The 9th of March, 2020. Oops. It's nothing too exciting, but I just really like guys, and I guess that's why I'm talking to you right now. I really like guys that are younger. I did not understand it until later, but we just connect better. And yeah, I think boys are so wonderful, but like, as for trans guys, we just connect better. And I look at them, and they are old habits that I always have, and I always wanted them to be mentally healthy, but I can tell a lot of like trans guys are just damaged, and I'm just like, who did this to my babies, you know? I'm gonna find a pair of scissors. And I'm not even sure if you want to tag along for all of this. You can like just go back and maybe shut up for now. But like, if you want to continue as I, just talk, it's okay. Yeah, I'm sure if this is entertaining to you, or if it helps with your loneliness. Because when I'm lonely, I appreciate that. Please don't be burned. Oh my god. Oh, it didn't even turn at all. Fuck, I was being stupid. I was being really stupid. I burned something, but not the brand, so that's good. Recently, I've been listening to Juliet by Cave Town a lot. I guess there's this sense of like, there's a lot I want to do, but. Or like, there's so much I want to do, but like, I'm just a boy. And sometimes I really don't know any better, and that really spoke to me. I think I need more raspberries than that. I'm just feeling. You can hear it, it's like ASMR. You hear that? I like it how, it's just clink when the first raspberries hit the bowl, like the cup. That's really nice. And I'm just gonna go back upstairs and put it back in the freezer. And I'm just gonna add hot water into the raspberries to infuse them. That was good. It's like, your hopes are high, but You're just a fool. Sometimes you really don't know what you're doing. There's only so much you can do. I think that's very relatable. And I think recently I've been thinking a lot about, not recently, I always think about emotional health and what it means to be true and authentic. I'm like finally emotionally capable and ready of really taking care of someone and connecting deeply with someone. But that's not something you can just like snap people into. They have to have this internal like awakening. So if I'm ready and the other person is not ready, there's no use. But there's like people I want to care for, and I think that'd be so cool. I don't know what you're doing now. Yeah, maybe you should have like skipped it long ago, but it's just like I thought I really like finished cooking and then like I can eat it with you. That'd be so nice. Yeah, if you are just like in bed and maybe it's an evening, like you have like just finished and then you're tired and then you feel like you have wasted some of your time masturbating, don't feel bad. Please don't feel bad. I think sexuality and sensuality is a very important part. Sometimes like you stumble across some content and it really like you know like strikes a chord with you, and then you just like you know like I think sex is like a lot of times about human connection, and sometimes you don't know what you're lacking until you click with something and you're just like, wow, this is what I've been looking for. So I think it's nice to keep exploring. As long as you're like a healthy member of this society, you're a productive member of this society, and you're trying your best to, you know, do something. And I think like even if you're just like doing the bare minimum, you're paying the bills or you have a place to live in, you can feed yourself, and then you are find something fulfilling, then masturbate all you want. Don't feel so bad about it. Because I used to. But I don't know, like, if you do some self-care, like, you can, you know, make tea right now and just, like, watch the water boil in, let's say, the boiler. And you can, like, take time slow and just watch it and watch the mist just, like, slowly going up. And that's beautiful. And you know, you start to take time slow. Ooh, okay. I put the raspberries into the cup, and yeah, the water is starting to turn purple, or it was just a reflection. I don't know, but I'm gonna snap a picture for you. I hope it doesn't stop the audio. Look at that, it's turning purple. You're still here. That's good. I think I can pour these water away, and I'm just gonna get my toast. And yeah, and you can just like you know watch the water boil, and then you can put the tea back in it. I don't know what's your favorite water, tea, but like, so it turns out it's really purple. The water is turning purple, and that's nice. I wish they taste a bit more so I can drink them. No. Do I want to? I don't know. And I think I can smell my toast, so it should be ready. I'm just gonna get it. Yeah, and make tea, and if if you're into it, then I don't know, get a notebook. I really like writing journals, and I don't think I can ever stop writing. I think when you think you want to write, and when you write, you would make it clear like how you think, and then you start thinking about healthier thinking patterns. I think yes, I like clarity. I like to know what I cannot get it out of the oven. So that's annoying. Oh fuck, I wanna burn my hand. Oh, please don't fall, please don't fall. I don't wanna burn my leg. Sometimes I think I got no family, just a kid. Finish everything, just gonna put them together and then I enjoy that. Forget about a coffee. It takes too long. Just washing my hands properly. It's in my promises. It's in my promises. I'm giving it all. And you see, I'm a fool in so many ways. Yeah, I like to do singer impressions a lot. Or I used to. Let's see. Where's my cream cheese? It's out there. I need to get it again. I have very mixed views on edging because I like to just get everything done and just be a productive member of this society. And when I'm horny, I can't think and I cannot do nice work when I am horny. So if you're being denied right now, take a shower, enjoy the shower. And I mean, like, if you want to come, like, it's okay. It's like, I feel like it's more important that you are connected to your sensuality. So if you enjoy that, then continue to do that. And I think it's nice to have like companions who, you know, like always like understand what you're doing. But if that's not your thing, that's understandable. You can like go back and finish. And I don't know. I don't want so much shame and so much, you know, pressure involved. I think what really matters is that you feel connected to your sensuality and you feel good about yourself, your body, and that's what really is important. And that's my priority. Listen to me. Listen to me and value your sensuality. Oops. I'm just gonna get the raspberries. Oh, they're so wet. I like it wet, but not. I don't want everything wet. Are raspberries supposed to be this broken all the time? Because they are always wet and always broken and staining it all over the place. I think this is good enough, and I can't. Yeah, I would love to share this toast with you. Have toast with me. That's like a kind of pun intended, but that's a very bad pun. It's okay. I'm a good picture. I would take a better picture next time. And and there's that. So, I hope you're having a good time, and I'm gonna share this toast with you. And I really don't know how life's treating you, but please take care and all that. Whatever happens, things get better. I don't know if I have that emotional capability to listen to all your problems, but just know like there's someone out there. Sometimes I'm available, sometimes I'm unavailable. Sometimes I'm unavailable, sometimes I'm a fake. Fuck, this is such a tongue twister. That's nice. Yeah. But if you're having a, like a difficult time, just know that I'm sending you hugs from a very far away distance. I'm not so far away, but just like, no. Take care of yourself. Don't give up on hope. And just know I value you. And I believe you can get through things that you are going through. So yeah, I'm probably gonna finish this toast now. So.